Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Free Max B. But always find myself back at the back of Canadian. Blood vessels popping out my craniums. Niggas asking when the tape gon' drop, but I got nothing to say to them because I've been slacking the skill. Although my passion is real, I'm too caught up catching the feel when I should be cashing the mill. There's something about me being younger that affected my hunger. Got older in number, realize I can't count on these hundreds to determine my elation. Pursue the happiness, I keep pacing. These motherfuckers racist, these ain't fear racist. They just let the fit of racist. Adopted by the slum, son of guns, this is how they raise us. Yo son, we gotta raise up. Don't let them disarray us. So we raise us in the sun. So we gotta wake up.
Cause they always leave behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always leave behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Got a whole bunch of shit up on my plate now. Thinking like, in the man garden, it's the snake now. Cause I don't know who to believe or who to deceive. Got me thinking I sold my soul and they receive and receive. But I won't proceed to retreat. Jigga told me watch your throne seat. And now I seize it and the respect to big. I gotta seize it and I hope you see me. Cause these niggas don't want beef for my talents. They ain't fit for this green, they just eat the salad. You think because you have it, they just gonna let you have it. It's a lot to learning that my nigga needs to access. It's the access to the earth at the birth. I found a new balance and now I walk on water like I knew balance. Just like a relative, marijuana sedatives. Got me thinking I should put a bomb right where the Senate is. Cause they corrupting the youth. We ain't deducting the truth. Looking at the president like, yo, it must be nothing to you.
Cause they always leave behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always leave behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
I passed the Dutch to the left and it started to make sense. It's funny how I see it more straight when I'm bent. You've been worn on the wrist to take the sit on top. Been on clock, cause you can see that I've been on watch. Shit don't stop, so you make the sacrifices. Training was priceless to ISIS and devices. When the lights switch, I shift like I'm typing. Living in the era with crisis, the lifeless. And the transacting like your man. Bitch niggas only know that transactions is the plans. But the mic is in my hand, so I valid the boot. The blacker the berry is, the more sour the fruit. They ejecting us to make us cowards. To the power of truth, we can't fly with some roots. And now we just moving cahoots. I move from the stoop and put my foot right down on the asphalt. Every night I ask, Lord, if this what I ask for.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watch the stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watch the stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watch the stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving.
All right, okay. We got you back in the building, man. Check it out, man. It's rebuild our black community, man. So, you know, I just been scrolling, surfing the net, you know what I'm saying? I was looking up at the Mr. Farrakhan at the was it the final call, you know what I'm saying? Just quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? The disappearing of black community, how can we get it back? You know, just had some couple of interesting things in there, man, saying what we needed to do. How, you know, a lot of people was just sad by the controversy. That we fighting each other. We're not doing nothing that we supposed to be doing. Or the ones that are doing something, they really don't have no love. You know what I'm saying? They just pretty much struggling and striving or being greedy towards themselves, and they're not trying to put back. Well, I'm not going to say they're not trying to put back. I'm just going to say I haven't did that much research out there to see all the supporters who all support you. What a real, you know, saying African-American people, man, that far as supporting, not just Chicago or just, you know, where I'm from, Chicago, Illinois, but just the whole system, you know, just the whole nation, man, you know. Why we not stick it together, you know what I'm saying? Why is it black on black crime? Why we arguing? You know what I'm saying? Why we fussing and fighting? And I'm not just saying it because, you know what I'm saying, just because it's just our blacks. I know it's other races out there that, you know, is going through the same thing. But I'm just focusing on just African-American people right about now. You know what I'm saying? Just those type of things. Like, what is it that we can do to work together? You know what I'm saying? How can we build a trust? How can we build a relationship? How can we build that bond? You know, it was a couple of weeks ago, we had a guest on our show that said that, you know, it starts with the adults, the older people. You know, they needed to leave something behind in order to, you know, work off of to keep it going. If it was from grass fed all the way up, that's how you can make a profit off of whatever it is. And keep it within the community. I was thinking too, like, you know, I see a couple of people on my Facebook. There's one female that always stands out when she said, "I always support black owned stores, black owned business." Facebook, you can look that up. Just type that in, and she really strong about it, man. I like the way she promotes it. You know what I'm saying? Everything is, you know, African-American owned or African owned, you know, however you look at it. But, you know, waiting on Case, you know, to get back so we can go ahead and get started. So, you know me, I'm just going to play another commercial. And then hopefully, you know, play a commercial, then I'll play another song. And then, you know, hopefully by that time we should be able to get started with the show for the day. All right, other than that, you can call in 347-838-9106. Hit us up, you know what I'm saying? Press that one button if you want to chat with us. Or if you just want to listen in, y'all already know, y'all on the website. I'll build a back end in a minute, texting, hitting up the post, leaving comments and everything and whatnot. All right, man, so let's get it.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Getting sick of this shit. 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 But I'm not going to quit.
We rebuild on the black community. Unity. People. Community. Pride, black. A lot of people, Africans, don't say that they're black. You know, my thing is, how can we get to know each other? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, like a lot of people in the black community, what they do is they'll buy. Or they'll get some money and will buy everywhere else and won't put it back in the community. But the other people, other culture or other nationalities, they'll go somewhere else and purchase and do what they're doing, you know, saying there, and they'll keep it within their own seed. You know, they won't even thou side of their Jewish communities or whatever, and I'm only speaking off from what I see, you know what I'm saying, from some of the people that I see and that I have talked to have said this. So, you know, I know it's true. But anyway, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that we got to respect ourselves first. You know, a lot of stuff, man, that's going on right now, man. I commute a lot. I was on the train commuting, and just true story. Yesterday, which was Tuesday, a young kid, man, he could have been on one about, I'd say about 19, 20 years old. And dude just got up and just started rapping, Chief Keef, whatever, Lil Wayne, just rapping with the headphones on, rapping real loud on the train. Just rapping loud, don't even care. You know what I'm saying? Until he got to a stop, just doing what he wanted to do. And here it is, it was an elder woman that was just sitting there with her bags, with her cane. You know, she's older. And, you know, I wanted to say something to him, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if homie got a gun. I don't know what's going on. But the fact was, it's just the fact of the respect, you know, the respect ourselves. We got headphones for what? You know, I know we got our favorite songs or our favorite music or whatever, and, you know, you're supposed to keep it to yourself or, you know, you can hum it. Or you want to sing it a little bit. You know, you can sing a little bit out loud, a little bit. But, you know, just enough so where you can kind of entertain yourself. But this dude was ruckus. I mean, just real rude with it. That's disrespectful. Then you got here today, early this morning, I'm on a train. A lady just got up and just started preaching and singing church songs and singing Whitney Houston songs. I mean, just loud, like screaming at the top of her lungs loud. Now, I know you're supposed to go out, you're supposed to make a joyful noise all into the land in gladness, but, man, it's still a decent and order that you're supposed to do it. And here it is, while she's making all this noise, another guy says, shut the F up.
Yeah,
man. So, you know, she was just saying that, man. And my whole thing was, black people don't respect themselves, man. I mean, you know, you gotta respect yourselves first, man, in order to, you know, try to rebuild anything. You gotta build a trust bond there. You know, and that's all I was just rapping about, man. All right, man. Your host here, finally. So, hey, man, I'll let you go ahead, man, carry the show. This you, man. How we...
What up, B? What up?
How should we rebuild our black community, man?
Man, shit, nah, man, basically, I just wanted to do this show, the calendar show from Saturday. You know, we had a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, conversation, heavy conversation about how we should rebuild. You know what I'm saying? And I want everybody out there to know that, listen to me, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm about the culture. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the beginning. I'm the start and bottom. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really into politics and, you know, economics. I'm just starting to really get into that. But I'm about, you know, bringing the culture back and, you know, letting other people take it from there. And as you were saying, I was listening to what you was just saying right now about we have no respect. See, you know, I know it sounds like I'm a tape recorder and I keep talking about culture, but see, those are one of the things that carry us. One of the callers that said last week, you know what I'm saying, we always talk about culture and, you know, some of us should, you know, join the military and all of that. See, with me, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm not trying to get into nobody's system. And that, you know, that's the thing that, you know, culture brings to you, not to get trapped in anybody's system. You know what I'm saying? And you were saying, like, this kid was rapping and cursing loud in front of elders. Man, I don't think that, like, on a daily basis. And I'm just looking. I'm in the store. Dude talking about how he got his dick sucked and all of this, and it's a grown-ass woman right in front of us, and I'm just looking like, wow, dude. Shorty couldn't have been no more than 16 years old. So, nah, we don't have no respect, but, you know, back on to what I'm saying. To the people out there that you know, was talking about the economics, if y'all still listening, you know, we enjoy y'all to call in, you know what I'm saying, because this one right here is about rebuilding, you know what I'm saying, the black community and the things that I think that we need to do. And, you know, I would love to hear from y'all. But we're going to get on with it after this. You know, I'm going to play a quick song, You know what I'm saying? Adjust, smooth in, and then we're going to get on to the conversation. Let's get it. Tonight we talking about, you know, how we can rebuild the black community, man. And, you know, some of the ways that I want to say that, you know, we can build a black community, you know what I'm saying? I think it starts at home, man. I think a lot of black parents, you know what I'm saying, need to teach their kids a little more respect and how to respect others, you know what I'm saying? And then another thing is, man, we need to explain to these kids, too, that, you know, the media, you know, whether it be TV, the radio, that, you know, the things that's going on, a lot of that stuff is fictional. And, you know, I see a lot of kids, they trying to live what these rappers be saying and what the TV be doing. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, my whole thing is you can't live that sort of type of life unless you have that type of money. And that's what a lot of black people fail to understand. You know what I'm saying? I see people running around with Gucci on and Louis Vuitton, but then they can't pay their bills. You know what I'm saying? They can't pay their bills, and then at the end of the day, it's the, oh, the white man this, the white man that. You know what I'm saying? Black people, we too in a rush to want to live. You know what I'm saying? We right now, a lot of black people not living, but when you do get to that point, we get in a rush that, you know, that want to grow so fast, and we not trying to build anything behind that. So I think one of the things we can do to rebuild the black community is start teaching our kids a little better. I mean, how about you, Dilla? What you think is one of the things we can do?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the same way. And also, too, man, I think the community. It's about your community, too, because right now, I mean, back in the days, man, you could go to somebody's house, man, and ask for a cup of sugar, and then go somewhere else and get a cup of flour, and then go next door across the street, you know what I'm saying? And you can make a cake for the whole community or the whole block. Now, people that live on the same block don't even know each other. They see each other, but they don't know each other. I mean, when I used to go over to people's houses, and I could spend a night, stay there, or if I was there and their parents see me for the first time, they're like, who was that? They're like, oh, that's such and such son, or that's such and such grandson. They, you know, they treat you like you one of theirs already. You don't even get that right now, dog.
Yeah.
You know? So I mean, think they need to raise it, too.
Yeah. Man, I just think, you know, people should raise their kids, man, with the same, you know, like, we was raised different, Dilly. You already know that. And I mean, I don't see everybody want to blame that shit on it's a new generation, it's a new coach, all this bullshit. Man, I don't blame that on that because, like I was saying before, none of this stuff is new, man. All of this stuff has been done before. And, you know what I'm saying? The thing with black people, we are the first to say something is new and the last to do something. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's new. That's just the way the kids do and all of that, man. Back in the day, nah, man. Nah. A lot of this shit that's going down nowadays, that wasn't going down. You know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of parents, they always talking about, well, I don't hit my kids because, you know what I'm saying, of this and because of that. I'm not saying you should beat your kids, but I do think a lot of these kids need to be smacked on their ass every now and then.
Yeah, I was a true believer in that at first, man. I used to be like, no, man, I ain't going to walk over and try to teach them and talk to them. I thought that you could raise your voice to them and say something, man. But, you know, with the little guys, man, they be flaring up at you now. You know what I'm saying? Even when you put a rod on, they still flare up.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody got this whole movie-type vibe about themselves. Like, everybody is gangster and want to be gangster and all of that. And a lot of these kids don't – see, they don't get – like, the whole thing with Lil Wayne, man. The dude was just in a coma or whatever. They said he was in a coma. See, people don't get to see that side of the Molly popping and the scissor. They don't get to see that side of it. They don't get to see how it looked to be in a coma fighting for your life, you know what I'm saying? They just know, okay, this can hurt me a little, I'll make it through this. That's why a lot of them is doing it. And as you saying, these kids out here, dude, like, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or, you know what I'm saying, I'm a little more mature or whatever, But I ain't never seen the hardness that these little dudes pop out. You know what I'm saying? I be driving in the car, they looking all in the car. I'm like, yo, I have never seen this what they call gangsters. I've never seen that before. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's basically, it's the media, man. It's the media. And my whole thing with that is that, like I said before, it's an agenda behind hip-hop. It's an agenda behind TV. You dig what I'm saying? And everybody is just falling right in line with that agenda, and it's going very perfectly. So I think parents and in the community, we need to really, like, start protesting a lot of this shit that be going on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this stuff that go on the radios, I think we need to protest it, because it's only going to change if we want it to change. If people keep feeding into the shit that's going on in music and TV, it's going to stay the same. You dig what I'm saying? It's just going to stay the same.
Yeah, I can agree with you more, dog. That's just how it is. A lot won't stand up. Then I look at it like this, man. We'll go with the way how I think it is. How we should rebuild the community is a part of that too, because you got to look at the rappers. Look at these young cats, man. You know what I'm saying? They getting these deals. The singers. I mean, anybody's getting like some $2 million deal, $3 million deal. Okay, we're getting a $50,000 deal. How are you showing the next person? Only thing they're doing is putting on, we'll say, now it's the new words, turn up. Now we turn it up. They show you how to, mix cough syrup with the drinks, and now you got the mollies, and then you got, you know, so you know you always had the herbs. But just these type of things, man, what they selling, what they promoting, like you said, you know, how can we get to these communities? Like, how can we go to, like, the Congress, you know, like, to shed some of the stuff down a little bit? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to turn it completely up, because the rap, don't get me wrong, it's still a career. You know, it's a career move for people now. You know what I'm saying? It's making their money. Everybody rapping now. So it's like only so many people that's going to make it. It's just like a regular, you know, doctor lawyer syndrome. What can you do?
I mean, coming from a music background, I can honestly tell you that the way that these kids is getting $2 million, $3 million deals, like, nowadays their money ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? That's like you signing for, back in the day, that's like you signing for $20,000, because they already know a lot of these shorties don't know how to move their money at all. And then they have young-ass parents. I think the problem is, man, one of our major problems is Dr. Francis Kress said, black women need to consider to have babies when they're 32 years old. Because a lot of these females that have these kids at young ages, 16, 17, by the time their kids get 15, 16, they still in their 30s, and they still want the same shit that the kids want. So when these little dudes do get these little hip-hop deals and everything, you don't never see the money, you know, stack up and really go where it need to go. First thing they do, go buy a house. The mom go buy a car. They buy TVs. They buy all of this, and they broke again, and they not understanding that they owe them record labels money. So basically, when you signing them deals and you getting them $2 million and $3 million deals, those ain't nothing but bonuses. And a lot of black people ain't had nothing, so they see that as like the ultimate goal. You know what I'm saying? The ultimate when they get $2, $3 million, like they the shit. So like you said, everybody turn up and do shit like that. So I think still one of the things we need to do is stop putting money in our community. Spending money in the community. Black people need to start spending money in their own communities. And I'm not talking about at the Arab store. I'm not talking about at the Chinese man store. If there's a black store in your community, support that black store. You know what I'm saying? And more black stores will come. So I think that's one of the things that we need to, you know, really consider in our community is to, you know, spend money in the community and try to spend with our own people. But right now, we're going to take a call. We got a call coming in from Denise. Let's see. Denise, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay.
How you all doing?
We good. We
first
good.
Of all, let's go back to the small business organization. You know, back here was stated, I think, back about 5-6 years ago, they informed all African-American, African-Americans who all applied for the small business loan to reapply or to bring it back to the small business organization that they applied for loans because of the fact that their loan processor was throwing away African-Americans' applications. They was giving the ARAPs and all of them the business. Now, there's a lot of things that we are trying to get ahead in, but at the same time, when you got organizations or places that you have to go and put in applications and also apply for these abilities and also apply for these funds, but at the same time, they throwing applications away when there are African Americans. Now, it's not all on us. We struggling trying to get business, but at the same time, when you got the upper hand in there that's throwing away and not giving rights to business to all to people that all to apply for loans. So they was giving, you know, the reason why these ARAPs and all them, they getting this business is because they come here with numbers. They giving them Social Security numbers with no credit, low credit. So they had a better chance to go in and get bank loans and apply for a small business loan because they pushing their business in. Now, see, even with the business with the 7-Eleven, the McDonald's, the Dunkin' Donuts, and even these small community ARAP stores. Now, some of them, you're right, they could be black-owned. But at the same time, when you have people are not giving black business, black owners, African-American business that opportunity, hey, you got to stand up to the plate. That's why it's always good to read your Dow Jones and also go into vibe with the finance marketing and the marketing journal, the Wall Street Journal. You see a lot of interest in business and things that you can apply money in and buy share that give you equal rights and opportunity. But small business loan, it was already told that African-Americans loans who all the platform would throw away. And that's why they prosecute the person that they left in charge to give out those loans equal rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, I fully understand what you're saying, but, you know, I think another thing is a lot of black people, we not really getting up on our paperwork like we should. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of grants and things out here that we don't know about, and, you know, they keep them in the small print, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us is not reading them papers like we should be reading them. But one of the main things is I don't think nobody, no race or no ethnicity group, no other ethnic group is trying to help black people. I think we're going to have to get...
Well, you know, they're always going to try to keep the African-American man from growing, because we got equal share right as the Caucasian man here in America, because all those slave change and all those things has changed with Lincoln. And then with Martin Luther King going out fighting for civil rights. So when there is, you know, and see, like, you have to understand, too, black stealing from black. You got black-on-black crime. You got a lot of things going. That's why in the music industry with the rapping, you saw that stuff with Tupac and Biggie Tall and all that mess was going on. They arrived in the gangs with each other and all this mess. So, you know, a lot of things out there. See, everybody doing what the white man want them to do. Now, if you think the common sense, and that's why there have been a lot of shows, black BET Entertainment and all that stuff has been trying to inform the African-Americans to stay together and build together. But when you being misled with a dollar and not being misled being success, then that's not the other African-American problem. You have to educate yourself on how you can get on your feet. It always has been like that in the slavery days. Put the master get up, get a boss nigga, and the boss nigga want to be the head nigga. And then you got the other ones around trying to charge on and trying to take among niggas. And see, that stuff changed. Stop thinking that you're a nigga and then start thinking that you business orientating and you're an African-American person. See, because once again, you have to understand, a lot of, they don't want, everybody want to go to the A-Rap store. A-Rap going to do everything to try to get the business and then talk about the black man, okay? But the black man, too, they slick, too, now. So you got to watch out who they are. But the white man always have tried to find some way on keeping African-American down. Now, you fall in that plot when you allow all those things to learn. But, see, there's a lot of things you need to know when you go in business. They're going to be trying to find anything, because they know African-American, whatever they invent, whatever they do, they're going to be successful with that. See, that's why a lot of things is happening.
See, I think, though, like you said, with the music industry, see, right now, to me, there's a lot of cooning going on. You know, cooning, like, back in the 1918s and 20s and stuff, where they put on the black faces, because a lot of stuff out here is not music. And, you know, they want to blame it on that's what the kids want. You know, basically, they feed in a lot of that bull crap to the kids, you know what I'm saying, trap music and stuff like this, because that creates an ignorant person. This music nowadays creates, it has nothing to build off of, the whole music. So a lot of these parents, they know, as I was saying, a lot of these parents are still young. I mean, you take, like, Chief Keef's mom. I think he's 17 and his mom is, like, 35 or 34. So, you know, a lot of them are still young, and they don't know what the hell to do with a lot of money. I mean, a lot of these people, black people that they're giving the money to, $2, $3 million, they know they're not going to put that money back into the community. So this is why a lot of these people are picked out of the bunch. Instead of nowadays parents teaching their kids a trait, how to do something, you know what I'm saying, carpentry, you know what I'm saying, be a scientist, anything, a lot of parents is teaching, you know, going off their kids playing sports or, you know, getting into music or doing things like this because they want to share that spotlight along with their kids because they weren't able to achieve that spotlight. And I think that's, you know, what's going on in the black community. To me, it's like in the black community now, school don't really matter. I mean, school never matter because they don't really teach you anything there, you know, that's going to be helpful for your life other than reading and math. But, you know, as one of the brothers had said, by sixth grade, you should know how to read, write, and count your money and everything. So, I mean, school is useless. I think school is the way that we get school nowadays. It's another way to, you know, preach ignorance for kids because you really don't learn anything.
Well, you know, that now, don't just only say that that's only happening to African-American. That's what's always been in the acting and active life with the celebrity. They ripped Shirley Temple out of every damn nipple she had. They ripped the Potras family, Danny Potras, and all those children. They ripped a lot, OP, all of them. They had first started with them, young children, actors and stuff. They figured like this, that, hey, we just want the talent of the kid. But see, it was sadder, too, because they was making those children at young age use drugs, keep them up, keep them down. So it's now, the entertainment at night, it tells you, you know, a lot of history on a lot of celebrities and entertainment, you know, Caucasian as well as African American, because they did it to Shirley Temple, they did it to, they just had a history of them, Rock Hudson, a lot of celebrity that where they were stole out of their royalty. And acting and in a talent skill. So,
the
you know, they used
the parents,
that. Now, they introduced that to the white people. But the first thing is this. Tell a parent, we're making you rich. And then the parents also got to be aware of they're going in there, they're giving them what they want, give your kid a house, because they always go get the poor kid. And they try to, and they go make them, giving them a house, giving them all the things that they never had, and never give them a dream on going to invest anything into the future. You see, so that's not nothing that they just introduced only to the African American. They introduced that first to the Caucasian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm just speaking in general about the black community and what's going on, you know, in the black community. I mean, I know a lot of white people have been messed over and everything also, but see, I think they do it more to us because they, you know, like you said, they want to see keep the black man down. And I mean, we keep ourselves down, to tell you the truth, because there are so many options out there for us. We just don't know how to make the moves that we should be making. And I know there's some good black people out there that really want this stuff to change. But if you think about it, people like Oprah would be scared to put up foot in her mouth for black people because, I mean, look at us. Look at us. I mean, are we really going to ride for this lady if she really opened up jobs like that and put money in the community like that? Or, you know, a basketball player, are we going to stand behind these people? Black people, we got a good record for not standing behind our people. We have a very good record for that.
Well, you know, over there on the west side, the Bears filled up the west side. They tore down them projects. They gave money to the housing center and all those politicians and stuff. Now, with Oprah Winfrey opened up to African Americans. Now, they the one was around here scandalizing. See, our thing is this. Be happy for the next person that made it ahead. Don't be all hateful and selfish and try to learn how to mistreat them and use them. Look at Mr. T. When he was down there at Dean Bass, just a bouncer, I knew him personally. Then when that man went out there as the A-team and all that lovely things and stuff, his brother started scandalizing his name and trying to find suits and stuff. So, you know, it's a whole lot. Like I said, you got to watch sheep with wolf skin. They're so close. That's just how it is. You have friends. You think they friends until things happen. You can become successful in anything. Then you see the jealousy.
Let me show you.
It could be your daughter. It could be your child. It could be your parents. Because that starlight didn't come to me. Hey, instead of me being happy for who it did happen for, now I'm going to sit up here and try to find a way to harm that person out of jealousy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, let me use this for an example. Like, Michael Jackson is the perfect example. A lot of people don't know, you know, about Michael Jackson's background, I mean, his business, you know, side and everything. The dude was a very, very, very smart individual. You know, the news was telling us that this man was broke, but in actuality, this man owned 50% of Sony. He owned 50%, like a 50% share in Sony Records. You dig? So
they was jealous of Michael Jackson for who he was. Michael Jackson got as big as Liberace and a lot of more big-time celebrity. Black African-Americans are making more millions and trillions of dollars than Donald Trump.
But what are we doing? But the question is, we're making money, but what are we doing with it?
Well, you know what? We're not contributing back to each other. And, of course, you know, that's sad. It's not that they have not contributed. I worked down there at the United Way Fund. You'd be amazed how many people donate money to the Negro Foundation funds for the children to go to college and stuff like that. Now, you'd be amazed how money come in and how they donate things. Now Steve Harvey, Entertainment, all of them, they give money to the public schools, you know, but everybody's stealing the money. You see, they're giving to the community, you know, and they're giving more. They gave a lot for us to be successful and stuff like that. But when they're stealing the money and holding the money back and putting the money in their pocket, it's just like Katrina. A lot of people gave money to Katrina, but then a lot of people stole money, you know, for the refugees and all that stuff. So you got to really get into the finance market, and they're getting caught up too, because when they open up things out here, donations and stuff like that, you got to spend that money. That's why a lot of politicians on TV now taking the money gambling, taking the money fixing it off in luxury and stuff. Taxpayers' money don't only come from the Chicago. It comes from the United States. We're giving money out to other funds, other countries and stuff too. So if we didn't get the piece of the pie, That's not the fact that hey, they didn't give. It's the person who they gave it to took from.
Right. Okay. This is my question then. How do you think? What do you think is one of the starting factors is going to take to rebuild the black community, to make, you know, a better community and a, you know, better economical system for black people?
Well, first of all this PlayStation killing kids, all that mess, all this gangster rap and all this booty call and all this stone walking and all, you know, it come in the household. You know what I'm saying? You don't, because you see those things out there, you don't give those things to your kids spending the night. You see kids out there, people rather sit back and talk about other people's children. Oh yeah, we can't feed that kid, mama crackhead, daddy crackhead. Hey, you're going to put the fool in the garbage. We need to come and be close like we were. You know, you never know. We had so many mamas and daddies and babysitters in the community. It takes a community to raise a baby, raise children. But now they got everybody so feared up in their house, terrorized and bullet crazy, and going out there smoking drugs and all this mess going on. Now young children don't respect older generation now. Stand back and watch that world crack. You got the young ones selling it to the older ones. That's white, black, blue, purple, or orange. You got the kids controlling adults now. It's on the street. You got mamas and them out there, got their kids out there paying rent like that. You got everybody, and that's not only on them, it's the peer pressure that the society putting on them too. You know, throwing people on the street, taking stuff away from them. You don't know what peer pressure them came on everybody while they in a crisis or a situation. But see, you got to pay attention to everything that's around you so you can learn what's going on.
Right.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back to it.
Okay, let's get it.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumors, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
All right, and we back on the conversation. Today we're talking about rebuilding the black community. You know what I'm saying? There's some of the things and you know, some of the things we need to do to rebuild the black community. As we left off, you know, we was talking to Denise, Auntie Denise. You know, she was telling us, you know, some of the things that she think need to be going on in the black community and everything. I just wanted to say, before I bring her back in, I wanted to say, real quick, I think, like as she said, you know, we were saying earlier, it starts at home. But still, me personally, you know, I'm with the whole culture thing. I don't really think that, you know, we can rebuild the black community to what? Because I don't think the black community ever been, you know, really on that level other than, you know, Black Wall Street. And, you know, that got pretty much told down because, you know, our people wasn't really backing it. You had a group of black people who got together, you know what I'm saying, under a common goal, and that was to make, you know, a better system. And they, you know, made their own system. And basically what happened was, you know, a riot, I think, over a black dude being with a black woman had happened, and, you know, some Caucasian people ended up flying over the city and dropping dynamite and, you know, blowing it up and just messing it up. And I don't think, you know, a lot of them people really wanted to rebuild because they saw that we didn't really have that backing from our own people like, you know, we should be having that backing. So I think me, personally, everything starts with culture because if we were together as a culture, could you imagine if black people, the working black people or the people, you know, who making a little money here or there, took $5 a week, just $5. Every black person took $5 a week and put it into, like, you know, some type of company or some type of savings account together. Like, in the end of the year, we would have, like, you know, $5 million. You know, in 10 years from now, we would be able to start our own banking system where we can give our own people loans for business. And I don't think we as a group, since we black culture, I don't think we think ahead. You know what I'm saying? As I said earlier, most black people just want to, you know, they want to live for the now. Everybody want Gucci. Everybody want $400, $500 phones. You know, all the kids want $200 Jordans. You know, none of them can wait. Everybody wants something, but they have nothing to give. So we're going to bring Auntie Denise back in and now and see what she think of that. I mean, Dilla, what you think of that?
Well, also, too, man, I think that's absolutely true in a sense. Also, too, man, a lot of people don't have that, you know, say they got single-parent homes. They don't have their mother and father with them in the same household. You know, that's another sign, too, man, where, you know, that's a broken love, you know, where that person, that child wanted to see their mother with the father or wanted to see their father and with the mother, you know, and you got two different types of mentalities of thinking. Here it is, I'm on a whole other side of town, and but, you know, my child stay with their mom. But when they come visit me, they still feel like they got to follow their mom rules. When it comes down to it. And in my house, it's totally different. You see what I'm saying? So that plays a role too, man, where you can confuse that child to the point to where they'll go rebellious on you, you know, shoving stuff down their throat, like forcing them to be this person that they probably never wanted to be. You know, so those are the type of things too, man, that plays a role with everything you had just added on. Plus, what mom had just said too, so it's deep, man. You know, and then on top of that, with that the black business, you know, they didn't want to go back is because a lot of them were scared to go back and raise. They feel like, man, if they did it already, then they try to go back and rebuild again. They had to get bricks from other bricks that was like buildings that was already condemned and right. Was trying to build. And what it was, the economic system was the white people had controlled that, so they couldn't even, you know, if they tried to go sneak a brick in to try to rebuild, they was already trying to, you know, condemn that building, or they was trying to beat up that person anytime they tried to rebuild on that. So they just left it like it was. Eventually, I mean, it's up and standing now, but it'll never be the same. You know, right. Now it looks like a hick town, a swamp, you know, so, yeah.
I mean, I want to say another thing, man. I don't think us as, you know, a group of people, black people, African Americans, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying, I don't think we going anywhere, you know, together anytime soon. And I actually don't think anything is going to get better for us anytime soon because we lack that common thing, and that's culture, man. We don't stand together. You know, you have a black person that gets some money, and they simply just start acting better than you. Oh, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I mean, you hear these rappers and they raps, you know what I'm saying? I'm laughing at you dudes and all y'all broke and all of this. I mean, I don't think we going anywhere because we lack that culture. And culture, you know, if we don't talk about a lot of these little small things, I know a lot of people jump down my neck for, you know, they talk about, I butcher the small things. You know, I talk about the small things like culture and, you know, women, you know what I'm saying, and dudes. But I don't think we going anywhere unless we handle that, them small things first. Them little individual things need to be talked about. Like you said, single house mothers. I think if women was the, you know, start sitting down with these dudes instead of just going on dates and then having sex with them and getting pregnant and thinking they for to get something out of the dude, I really think a lot of these women need to sit down with the dude and tell them what they really want out of this, you know, relationship thing. You know what I'm saying? I think they need to really just sit down and talk. You know what I'm saying? I think a woman needs to sit with a dude and talk to him, or, you know, about what she want out of the whole, you know, time of them being together than just jumping in bed with each other. And I think that's one of the, you know, things that keep, you know, us in the same circle, because people still having babies without being together, man. No mother, no father. And a lot of these kids grow up, you know what I'm saying, with the woman side or the man side, you know what I'm saying, and they lacking something. So, you know what I'm saying, that's why I stand up with the whole thing. So
Denise here, man, I'd answer that, man. You know, she got wisdom on that.
Okay, okay.
Well, hello. First of all, we have a lot of successful black business in Illinois. I've been in finance for 20 years. Now, we got a national black organization. We got black banks. We got black-owned business. We have black-owned a lot. First of all, Illinois, over there on Michigan by Roosevelt, all that is black-owned celebrities, okay? Shalice, Aretha Franklin, all them music celebrities that put that in there. Now, even Steppenwood down there on Wabash and Lake, that's where a lot of black entertainment actors and actresses go to get their name out to be in a lot of black shows, okay? Now, if you don't know your bodies on where to start your business, besides look in a community, okay? Now, as far as in the household, hey, you know, hey, I came from one that was something too. But at the same time, I wasn't going to let them both make and break me now. When I went out there in the streets, I wanted to be somebody. Hell with what mama did, hell with what daddy did. You understand? I want to be somebody. A lot of, look at how Eazy-E and all them people, they started out. I mean, we all, yeah, okay, daddy's run away, mama ain't doing right, and all this stuff, too. But one thing, a child has to be raised, okay? Now, personally, hold this stuff on each other. Number one, when you both went to bed, you both was broke, okay? Too broke to even try to have sex, but you had sex, okay? Now, you, yeah, both of y'all went down there, no, hey, I ain't got no job. I ain't got all the things I need to make a baby. But bam, here go a baby. Now, you see a baby come, then you team together and do what you need to do. Now, a lot of these African-American women, the reason why they won't so much is because of the fact that, hey, they done built a lot of brothers. And where they go, running over there to the white girls with it. You know what I'm saying? That's all it has been. Now, they want to get the cake. I want the diamonds. I want the hair. I want the makeup. I want the big old house. Okay, because of the fact that, hey, they're going to run away with it, find somebody else to give it to them. So you got people, women, too, build on African-American men, okay? So, but you should know basically with what you with. Stop letting love blind you. Love ain't blinding you. That sex is blinding you. Sex ain't everything. Don't put your mind in your penis. Don't put your mind in your vagina. Because you know what? Hey, you need your mind to make it out here in this world. Now, if your heart is in it, you both went down at the table, You both made a game plan. Oh, we both going to survive. We going to both work at this. Then you keep it up the same way as the other one. A lot of things turn 20-80. Why the 80 over here when the 20 is over here suffering? You know, it's something going on with anything. Because now you know, TT, if I can't make it, I ain't going to let you break it. And that's how the game go, okay? Because, you know, people in relationship, they see a strong person that can build. They're going on out there and can be something. But instead of them trying to go head on and build and let it be where we both can have something, one just get jealous. Or the other one just feel and run away with the good and leave the other one high hanging. Now, I've seen a lot of that happen with our people that don't even have kids. But see, the thing is this, watch your mate. Your mate change, or you may change. But game is game. When game, exactly said, don't hate the player, hate the game. And that's how it go. And that's not only among African American, that's among anybody, you see. But your thing is this. When somebody puts you in the hole, always understand when they dig in one, sometimes they fall in it, not you, okay? Because, you know, people got to be nice and be this and be that. But, hey, the thing is this. Why lay down with somebody that can't buy no pamper? Why lay down? These women out here, they want you so bad they'll have a baby by you, you know? But your thing is you be smart. They lie and tell you, yeah, I got that protection. But then, hey, you know, you shouldn't be trusting nobody that tell you something like that self, okay? Some men go out here, throw the birth control pills away, say, I want a baby. Turn around, they don't want no baby. They just want to find a way to destroy and make things or be a part in your life and stuff. But see, when parents, one thing, remember this. If one parent turns another child against the other parent, hey, they curse themselves. God don't acknowledge that. Okay? Because one thing, you know, you can't do nothing with them now. Hey, they going to come around. And when they come around, just be there for it. A lot of kids running around here resenting parents. Oh, you wouldn't dare in my life. You owe me so much. No. That was parents got to understand. Hey, I can't bring the past back. You know? Like, you can't, what happened in the past is in the past. Only way you're going to make it in the present and the future, you have to have the dreams up front in the present and the future. Like when you look back, it's so. That's why you suffer with what you look back at. But if you want to look forward and move forward, then a lot of things happen. All down there on Lake Street, all down there on State Street, all on Wabash, all going back towards Roosevelt. Hey, that's all black-owned business, okay? Black celebrities, black dealership, black everything. We got black banks in Manhattan, you know, in New York, okay? So if you're not reading the finance and the Dow Jones, I've been in a lot of black business, billion, trillion-dollar business, been welcome in, enjoyed, and did a lot of things, okay? Black people own that African, Afro-American event that they have out there at Social Field, out there at those there in a lot of things out there. But if you don't know where the avenues are, where there are other things, because sometimes you got to get up out that ghetto world. Hey, what's up? What you doing, bro? How are they hanging and stuff? Now you got to go into the intelligent level one. Hi, how you doing? How is everything? But see, you build your character.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.